As we just heard from Stefan, Germany has done well in the World Cup so far and will play Argentina tomorrow in a much-anticipated quarterfinal match. Across Germany, fans are fired up. They're singing Deutschland and waving flags from cars and buildings and just about anything else. But these fervent displays of patriotism, even for sports, are not sitting well with all Germans, as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The flags are everywhere, so Lebanese-born Ibrahim Basel is a little annoyed and perplexed why masked young men keep coming in the middle of the night to try to tear and burn his absurdly large German flag. Nearly 70 feet long and 20 wide, Basel proudly hangs the black, red, and gold symbol of his adopted country down the side of the building above his small used mobile phone and parts shop in a gritty section of East Berlin. He says the flag is in honor of the World Cup and is meant to show solidarity.
We want to show that we are integrating ourselves, that we've already integrated. We belong here. When the team plays well, we are happy and all party together. We are German citizens. We participate.
But Basel is already on his third flag this World Cup at a cost, he says, of nearly $2,000. It's not anti-immigrant far-rightists who've attacked his property. He suspects it's local leftist protesters who've told him the big flag is simply too nationalistic and, quote, reminds us of the past. The latest attack, he says, came at 4 in the morning when 10 masked kids climbed onto the roof and ripped and tried to burn the banner. The Beirut-born shopkeeper says he's fed up and is now posting family sentries to protect the flag.
This time, we're not going to let them attack it. We're going to guard our flag. We are sleeping here in the shop and waiting for Saturday. We're not going to let the left-wingers destroy us or the right-wingers. We live here. Our kids are born here. We want them to keep living here.
Such is the flag angst in Germany this World Cup. Some bars in Berlin and elsewhere are offering flag-free public viewing of all soccer matches. One garden bar is offering all the games, all the goals, none of the national anthems.
Yeah, here's our flag parking space. We say to the people, okay, we don't want flags. Maybe you just can take your flag and put it there.
Park your flags at the door.
Yeah.
Achim Trautwetter helped create an alternative outdoor World Cup watching zone near an old industrial site in Potsdam, just outside Berlin. He and the other organizers, including a local soccer club, are gearing up for a big crowd tomorrow. There's a humongous viewing screen, a canopy against the sun, lots of seating, and plenty of beer and bratwurst for sale in a friendly, flag-free surrounding. Co-organizer Max Dalischow says we all know about the German trauma and extreme nationalism. He helped put together this different kind of viewing space, he says, because soccer fandom in Germany and across Europe can too often devolve into racism and idiocy.
We want to direct the whole thing in the other direction. And, well, actually, we think that racism is easily sparked by nationalism, and nationalism is easily sparked by many people being patriotic in one place.
A few fans, he says, have stormed away angry, feeling like the group is confusing patriotism with blind nationalism and accusing everyone who waves the German flag of being a neo-Nazi. But Dalischow and Trautwetter hope their flag-free experiment helps spark some debate about nationalism, patriotism, and citizenship in today's Germany. Oh, and they've made one non-political move that most Germans would agree with. They've banned vuvuzelas because the horns are annoying. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
This is NPR.